All right, so what did you order?
Knob Creek Neat.
Michael Moeller is a Downwind bourbon bar, and he agreed to let me buy him a drink. For science. Usually when people drink bourbon, they're looking for tasting notes like maple or caramel. But I'm interested in how the drink physically affects him.
With the Knob Creek, there's an immediate kind of burn in both the mouth and the throat, kind of flares up in the nostrils a little bit.
He also describes a change in body temperature and his cheeks flush. And Moeller says if he had another, there might be some dizziness too. If you've ever drank alcohol before, this probably sounds familiar. But these are just the effects you can immediately feel and see. And it turns out, there's an entire newish field of study that takes a harder look at what alcohol does under the surface, specifically when it comes to the bacteria in our guts. But before we get into what alcohol does, we should probably establish what it is. Let's take that Knob Creek and Moeller's glass. It starts with
your grains, so corn, rye or wheat, and malted barley.
That's Susan Riegler. She's a whiskey educator and a biologist.
Of course, there is the wonderful limestone water. Add your proprietary yeast strain for the fermentation process.
So we got to let the yeast do their thing for, typically, it's about 3 to 5 days.
Tyler Gomez, facilities manager at Moonshine University in Louisville.
Next step is distillation.
Barrel and age, and you've got bourbon. And while bourbon has calories, about 145 per serving.
Alcohol has no critical nutrients in it.
But that doesn't mean it doesn't have an effect on our gut bacteria. And that's the focus of Dr. Craig McLean's research.
So I'm a gastroenterologist, and normally we think of the gut as having a bunch of different functions.
McLean's Alcohol Research Center at the University of Louisville is one of only 20 funded by the NIH in the country. There, his team is conducting research that assesses how food and drink can impact our intestinal microbiome, or gut bacteria. But first, what is the gut? Well, most people hear the term and think of just their stomachs, but your gut actually refers to your full GI tract. And McLean says many people don't realize this entire tract is lined with bacteria. Lots and lots of bacteria.
There are more bacteria in our GI tract than we have cells in our body.
And for every gene we have in our body, those bacteria have 100 times more.
So in a way, we're just kind of a receptacle for our gut bacteria.
You might hear the term bacteria and think of something dirty or sickness, but McLean says our gut bacteria are totally natural.
You get your gut bacteria from your mom.
And they're even helpful. Your gut bacteria play an important role in the immune system. They make critical nutrients like vitamin K. They help you digest your food. But
when the bacteria gets altered inappropriately, called dysbiosis, then you can have big problems.
And one of the ways those bacteria can get altered is through what we eat and drink. And that's one reason drinking a lot of alcohol can cause health problems.
Too much alcohol can disrupt your normal bacterial homeostasis, so you get overgrowth of bad bacteria and not enough good bacteria. And the tight junctions in the GI tract that keep bad stuff out get leaky and junk goes across.
According to McLean, this leaking might explain some basic things like some hangover symptoms, but learning more about how bacteria responds to alcohol can have bigger health impacts as well. It's common knowledge that alcoholism can cause liver problems, but a few years ago, McLean discovered that's partially because of the damage the alcohol does to the intestinal microbiome. He's currently working on another study involving gut bacteria that could lead to new treatment for liver damage. In the meantime, McLean says, according to current research, moderate drinking has no real effect on the microbiome, so you can safely raise an occasional glass to gut health. I'm Ashley Stevens in Louisville.